it was done. It seems an age. And I sold myself for 6 teaspoons and a pair of sugar tongs and a milk pot, with a small quantity of second-hand furniture and £20 cash. Now, I went very reasonable. Cheap! That's cheap.
Cheap? You would have been dear at any price, and dear enough I paid for you. Lord above knows that. Oh, are you going to sit there snoring all day?
I shall sit here as long as I think proper, madam. And although I was not snoring, I shall snore, sneeze, gape, laugh, or cry as the humor strikes me. Such being my prerogative.
Your prerogative?
I said the word, madam. The prerogative of a man is to command.
And what's the prerogative of a woman in the name of goodness?
To obey, madam. Sit. Your late, unfortunate husband should have taught it to you. And then perhaps he might have been alive today. And I wish he was.
Oh, you hard-hearted brute!
Oh, cry away, madam. Cry away. It opens the lungs, exorcises the eye, softens the temper, and washes the face. So, cry away.
I understand you bring information about the boy, Oliver Twist.
Yes, I have come in answer to your advertisement. Mumbles, my name, sir. Beadle of the workhouse, where the boy was cared for, from where he was apprenticed to an undertaker, from which he ran away from.
Yes, yes. And do you know where the boy is now?
Not no more than nobody. This little trinket was given by the lad's dying mother to my dear wife, just before she passed away. The lad's dying mother, that is, not my dear wife. Mrs. Bumble is kept in all this time.
You say that after he left your workhouse, he went to an undertaker's.
Yes, Mr. Sowerberry the undertaker took Oliver from us for £5.
You mean to say you sold him? Like an animal?
Well, it was Mrs. Bumble who actually authorized the sale.
Really? Then I shall see to it that neither of you is employed in a situation of trust again. You may leave my house.
Well, I hope this unfortunate little circumstance will not affect my parochial office.
Indeed it will. And you may consider yourself well off, besides.
But it was Mrs. Bumble. She won't do it.
That's no excuse. You were present on the occasion when the boy was sold, and are indeed the more guilty of the two under the eye of the law. For the law supposes that your wife acts under your direction.
Yeah. If the law supposes that, then the law is an ass. If that's the eye of the law, then the law is a bachelor. And the worst I wish the law is that his eye may be opened by experience. By experience!
See who it is?
Why, it's Miss Agnes, sir.
Yes, my daughter Agnes.
And I have every reason to suspect that Oliver is her child.
Sir! I can't stay out there any longer. If I'd gone away as many would have done, you might have been sorry, and not for that reason, neither.
I'm sorry if anyone has been rude to you. Can I help you in any way?
I don't know. Can she be trusted?
Yes. Why?
I'm the girl that took little Oliver back to old Fagin's on the morning he left this house.
You?
Me, sir, and I wish now I'd never been a part of it. You see, the boy mentioned you specially, and I thought
Where is this place you speak of? Fagin's.
Well, I can't tell you that.
Did you perhaps know that Oliver is probably my grandchild?
Well, I didn't know nothing. All I knew was the orders. I had to get him back or suffer for it. Don't believe me. Well, I don't want your pity. I had to come even though there are those who would murder me if they knew I'd been here.
Murder? But where is Oliver? Where is this Fagin's?
I can't tell you you know that Oliver is safe. I must go now, quickly.
But what can I do about Oliver? Why must you go back? Why is the reason you cannot tell me where Oliver is? And why must you return to these people? I can call the Bow Street runners in a moment, and if you tell them what you have just told me, they will see you come to no harm.
Don't you understand? I want to go back. I must go back there. Oh, how can I explain? You see, back there, there's a man I just can't leave. So I love him. You don't know what it is to love someone like that. I understand.
My dear lady, do excuse me, but I asked about Oliver. How can you help me?
Well, I won't tell you where he is, but I'll bring him to you. But no, not here. That's too dangerous. Will you promise I won't be watched or followed?
I promise you solemnly.
Then tonight, between 11 and the time the clock strikes midnight, we'll walk on London Bridge. I will bring Oliver. Take his part, Bill, but cross my heart.